It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 863.
Happy Fat Friday, Gronk. What's happening? What's going on?
You might hear some noise. So it was, you know, this episode's a little bit rushed, and I got a banana. That was what I was going to have in the panic.
I'm pretty sure bananas have zero fat in them, and Fat Friday is the name of the game. But look, no,
it smells very banana. I reckon this banana that I'm holding could almost be used in banana bread. Don't you think it's almost ready?
That's more of a Fat Friday product.
Yeah.
Does banana? I'm just saying. Do bananas have fat in them? Probably.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. You're getting bogged down. She's making me a smoothie instead, but it's not really a smoothie because it's got peanut butter in it.
Oh yeah.
And so that's what I'm having for this Fat Fridays. What are you having?
Yeah, great. Look, I went to the supermarket and I haven't seen them Pop-Tarts on the shelves for a long time.
Which ones are they? Chocolatic? What is that?
They're called Choco-tastic.
Choco-tastic, you are.
Yeah, mate. You know what I'm more excited about? Reading to you the 10 things you didn't know about Pop-Tarts over the actual Pop-Tart itself. This
tastes good, my drink. Doesn't look that appealing, does it?
Now, what smoothie does, though, unless it's got ice cream and a cherry on top? Like, then it's not a smoothie. It's a milkshake. And milkshakes look a lot more appealing.
Looks like a fucking sick horse has ejaculated in a cup. That's what it looks like right now. But
oh, my God.
It's delicious.
Why is this sick?
Because it's just like a little bit fucking off, isn't it?
If a horse did that, it would be sick.
That's what I mean.
A horse doesn't have to be sick.
What do you mean? I don't get what you're saying.
I was just thinking about why has the horse got an illness?
Yeah, I know. Well, look at it, don't you think? Anyway, so you're just putting your Pop-Tart in your mouth. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's tarty, it's sweet. It's 33 grams of sugar per serve. Yeah, that's exactly what this is.
Is it yummy?
Look, I've been really great this week with what I've been consuming. I think I just let it go, and I need to sort of pull my head in, and so this is the first sort of treat, and I regret it, to be honest.
You're not a fan.
I mean, they taste good, but it's these facts will sort of bring me back up, I think. So, I'll just read the headline of each of the 10. I'll go through them. You stop me when you want me to sort of dive a bit deeper into them, okay? Mm-hmm. Number one, they only exist because Post messed up a marketing campaign.
I want to know more.
Okay. When 1964 began, Kellogg had no plans to make Pop-Tarts. But then, arch rival Post, which I don't know Post, announced an exciting new product. It was a fruit-filled pastry that wouldn't spoil and didn't even need to go in the fridge.
it's got to be good for you. Yeah,
that's cardboard.
I'm probably better off drinking fucking horse cum at that point.
Kellogg should have been cursing heavily under its breath. Only Post botched the product rollout in two major ways. One, after promising the pastry, Post took months tinkering with it in the lab, allowing Kellogg plenty of time to concoct its own version. Two, some Post execs decided to name the things country squares. Sounds dumb, right? In the 60s, squares were also dweebs. So customers immediately thought of lame bumpkins, making the name even more disastrous. That's interesting.
That's great.
And so
that's number one. Number two?
Yep. Oh, Post came out and tried to sort of rebrand them and Toastems. No, they failed. Yeah. How annoying. Warhol influenced the name. Don't know that. Andy Warhol, they're meaning.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Number three, the first flavors were strawberry, blueberry, brown sugar, cinnamon, and apple currant. I mean, you don't really need to know more than that. Mm-hmm. Number four, Milton the Toaster was the original spokesperson. Not sure who Milton is.
Okay, yeah, go on.
Number five, there used to be grape and French toast flavors. Yum. Oh, well, there's like a Pop-Tarts world. Wow.
Where?
Well, it just has this photo of just this. It might be at a conference or something, but it's just like a whole sort of experience, visual merchandising experience. Number six, there was briefly a Times Square store. Sorry, that's what they're talking to.
Yeah.
That sold sushi.
Is it really what they say?
That's what it says.
Okay. I like that. It sounds like the M&M's world or whatever.
Yeah. That's what it looks like. Mm-hmm. Slight sort of just, they put the photo above the headline. And so I'm thinking the photo, the headline, and then below it is the contents of the, but it's not. All right. Number seven, Jerry Seinfeld took 2 years to write a joke about them.
Okay. Mm. Can I find out more about that, please?
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for choosing Jerry Seinfeld's number seven. We can only imagine what kind of toaster-themed scripts Jerry and Larry left on the NBC floor. Also, if you're interested in the complete bit, it's here. Okay, let me just follow this little link. Oh, it's gonna be I've been fished.
Your Facebook's
No, funny. It's a video, and it's a stand-up bit where Jerry's doing a joke about Pop-Tarts.
Okay.
So, anyway. Number eight, they make excellent donuts and ice cream sandwiches. I mean, there's not much there, but on the packet, it does say, Josh, Pop-Tarts ice cream sandwich recipe.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's literally...
Would you prefer it over a chocolate bar, or would you just prefer a chocolate bar?
As in the Pop-Tart, the ice cream?
Would you prefer a Pop-Tart or a chocolate bar?
Well, I'd prefer... To be honest, I saw a Twix white chocolate, and I know you don't like white chocolate, but I would have gone that. I would have preferred that. But I'm actually enjoying these.
Okay.
Number nine, sales have gone up for 32 years straight. Jesus. Since the early 80s, Pop-Tarts have been on a hot streak. Business minds attribute it to an increase in working mums and a focus on quicker breakfast. More speculative scholars. more speculative scholars, i.e. wankers, point to millennials' refusal to stop eating s'mores breakfast pastries. Either way, these things aren't slowing down. Okay. Number 10. I mean, no one has pointed out that there's an obesity problem in this world.
Yeah.
And it's probably...
I mean, the U.S. breakfast is outrageous. Yeah, what's the final one?
The unfrosted ones are actually worse for you.
Oh, really?
Jeez. Wow.
Can you tell me more on that, please?
It's been it's long been a matter of internet debate. How are strawberry-frosted Pop-Tarts 200 calories while the unfrosted ones are 210? Clearly, this is just another sign... You should stop messing around with the bare pastries and eat Pop-Tarts as nature intended, with lots of sugary icing.
What is this website?
It's called Thrillist. Thrillist.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know it.
.com.
It's like a lists. Thrillists.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
Just all lists.
Yeah. Okay. That's a great... Oh, wow. It's actually a great site. I'm going to spend a bit of time here later on.
What does Bodie have for breakfast?
Oh, he has the unfrosted ones. No, he's got messy monkeys, which he loves. Mm-hmm. They're a bit of a treat, but like on the healthier side. They're between... I reckon they're healthier than granola, much more healthy than rice, Cocoa Pops.
Sure.
Toasted muesli, I reckon they could be side to side.
I
don't know. I think they're meant to be. I think they're not too bad.
Has Bodie ever been on a holiday where he's gone to a hotel where there's like food, a breakfast buffet?
Nah, not yet. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be a crazy time. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. I mean, the donuts was the go-to for me when I was a kid. I love donuts.
Oh, yeah. Has porridge, has Weet-Bix. Doesn't mind eggs. Just loves snacks. The kid's got a bloody, a mansion for a gut. Like an empty mansion. He's always... I was trying to think of the word. What is it? Like you've... bottomless pit. Always...
I always believed when I was a kid the two-stomach thing around dessert. Like, I'd be full from a dinner perspective, but always had room for dessert. Always would have dessert. Like the Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut was the one that you made the video on where there's all you can eat.
Yeah, the bar.
Yeah, the soft serve. There was a soft serve at the Dandenong. You'd be able to go to Pizza Hut. It was sick. Sprinkles.
Some of the greatest moose in the business.
Yeah.
I reckon people who wouldn't even eat moose would eat that moose.
Mm.
Like, you're doing, they're doing big vats of moose.
Can you get like a big, like when I think about moose for home, I think about like small sort of yogurt containers, but can you actually get a big container of moose?
Oh, yeah,
could I get like an ice cream tub of moose? I'd love that.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that should be a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't need more moose in our lives, to be honest.
Well, I was thinking, I mean, we've been accused before of being fatphobic on the show, but I did want to mention some sort of health kick thing that I would like to do leading up to the end of ISO. It's not about anything silly or unhealthy.
Yep.
But it's about moving your body, getting healthier so that when you're out and about, you're feeling good.
Great. What is it? I'm up for this.
Well, so I'm trying to work it out. I think that we use some form of app. So we have an app.
I thought you had a...
No, I've got no solution. No. So I was thinking like maybe it's a... We could all do a steps thing. Like the Discord a while back had a step challenge. Gemma Watts was always doing very well on the amount of steps. But I think... And even Tony Lodge from One Trick Tony... She got me to add her on her Apple Watch and we have sort of activity wars. But I feel that we could really draw a line in the sand and say, okay, let's do... We don't have to weigh ourselves or whatever, but just say maybe it's about ticking off the most amount of activities or things like that.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Get moving. Mm-hmm. Just have to get moving. Open to suggestions. Hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Have you started boxing yet? Because the big move, the plan was you were going to have a boxing bag, you were going to have chickens. Mm. There was a lot that was going to happen when you moved home.
You're spot on that it's not here just yet. Mm-hmm. But you, we actually said this week, wow, you know, like we're pretty settled in for how soon we've got here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're waiting on a outdoor shed because... We have heaps of stuff that needs to go in the shed and there's not enough room in the house. It's like a box of Bodhi, like old clothes or like clothes for kids that it's like it'd be hundreds of dollars worth of shit that you'd have to buy again if we have a child. And so we keep a bunch of this.
And so you're... So you're at a rental and you're going to get a shed for the back? What does a shed cost?
$380, $400.
And it's like, describe what it looks like. How big?
Yeah, so it's a 1.8 by, probably 1.8 high by 2 meters long.
What's the foundation? Like, is it got a slab or something underneath?
Nah, we would sort of just put a few stumps and lay some crushed rock.
Yeah.
Do it with me, old man. So it would be, I spoke to the neighbor. Who told me that? Yeah, the last owner, you know, the last tenants were pushing for a shed, trying to get the person to buy it, trying to get the owners to buy it. Never bought it. Which you end up just having to do your own thing. Just get it done.
Sure. Yeah.
It's adding value to the property. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you?
So you think that you're going to do it, not bring it up? If it's an issue,
you can bring it up, and if they don't want it, I will smash it and put it out the front at the end. Just go out, sure. But I could see us being here for a couple of years, definitely. So
that'd be nice because even Jess was listening to episode 14 because it's had a lot of hype. Ep 14 of the Daily Talk Show, and she was saying TJ was moving during that, you've moved a lot. How many times? You've moved 3 times since we started the show?
Yeah, moved from my apartment downstairs to the other apartment. That's one.
Shit. So that's one.
To Bullen, two.
Two. And then to the thing. Yeah, three.
Yeah, 3 times, dude, in 2 years.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Dude, I reckon I've lived in well over 10 places now, which it hasn't felt like I've been sort of can't lock myself down. You know, I can't stay somewhere. But I've always been transient like that.
How many houses, you know, like when you were a kid, did you grow up in the one house?
One. Grew up in that house until we sold it, which was like that. That's not that common these days.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, well, I feel like we had 1, 2, 3, 4 houses in like when I was a kid. 5.
Yeah, but wow. Yeah, Bodie's into his third as well. There is something nice.
It's a luxury to be able to have one house that you can stay in. We did a big stint in one of them, which was, you know, like I think it's super beneficial.
Yeah, I'd like to do a bigger stint in this. I'd like to go from here to actually owning something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is cheap enough that we could think about doing that. But, yeah, no, you're right. The things are coming into play. Mate, everything's changing next week for me, mate.
Everything. You've said that. So this weekend, bit of a reset. This is your fight. Like you really want to unwind, focus, because this is a reset starting Monday.
Yeah. Because Bodie goes back to daycare, which here's the thing. You can easily think in your clap it in, Dan Andrews. I didn't
even do that. That's amazing.
No, I was thinking you can easily be sort of annoyed at yourself because you're like, I need to get stuff done, but I can't. How's it, you know? All I'm asking for is, I can feel silly when I spoke to Amy about it. I can feel silly that, no, I need a day to work. It's like, I'm not even asking for a day. I'm asking for fucking 5 hours uninterrupted. And I could just do 5 hours a day. Mm-hmm. I could do 5 hours a day for the next, you know, working week, and I'll have more work done. It's the disrupted, it's the milk please, it's the fucking just doing something and then just being pulled away, where it can send you mad.
Have you been speaking to other parents that are at the same daycare? So when Bodie rocks up on Monday, we'll have some mates.
Amy's chatted to one on text. Mm-hmm. I saw this cute email came from the daycare. You know, we're going to ease the kids back into sort of into care, and we're going to have a great sort of outdoor picnic with yummy food and a bubble machine. And I was thinking, fucking every one of these kids is going to be absolutely fiending television.
Mm-hmm.
You think about this. You think these kids at home, all these kids that are just happen to not be at daycare, are not getting some screen time, or like at least a 60% increase in screen time? These kids, like Bodie,
they're going to rehab.
They don't need bubble machine, mate. Yeah. They need some drip. They're gonna, mate. It will be hard for daycare workers. I feel for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like the rattiness of these kids. It's going to be tough. It's really going to be tough.
I wonder how many how many sort of psychological tests are going on at the moment in this time. You feel like this is a great...
Yeah.
I don't know if I mentioned it, but the birds, the sound of the birds at night.
What about it?
I can hear, like, we're in the near the CBD. We're like a couple of kilometres outside of the centre. Mm. And you can hear choo-choo-choo-choo, like birds.
Mm.
And so I wonder if there's any research around, with everyone being inside, the birds are coming out.
Yeah, I could imagine. It's like the pollution levels have gone down. The photos you could see of the canals in Venice. You went to Venice and they were dirty as shit, weren't they?
Mm. I can't really remember.
And the water just looks a bit murky. It's being turned up, like it's by the boats going through it.
Mm-hmm.
I could imagine. But I mean, this is a... I was thinking it has been an amazing time with Bodie. Like being able to... It's actually been a fucking blessing to be able to like play solidly for hours, you know, down the park or whatever it is. Like never would have done that shit during the day.
Do you think that you're more resilient? Do you think that like if you think about Tommy last year, who was like struggling with just having a kid, full stop. Then you think about what you've been through in the last few months. Do you think that you're a lot more resilient to things now?
Yeah, maybe. I think to survive it, you need some level of resilience, which I think all parents who have got through this time have.
But do you think it'll feel easier? Do you think that you're like, fuck, like all of a sudden?
For a period. Yeah. For a period. It's like,
it'll just become normal.
Well, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You're very adaptable as humans, which can be good and bad. And so by the time I've got back in, you know, like I know the illusion of there's a probably a couple of weeks stint where I'm working hard during the day and and then I'm losing focus. Like it's because, yeah, you are then getting a distraction from somewhere else. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's, I get that.
It's, but that's life.
You really
all, that all I'm asking for 5 hours. All I want is five unbroken.
And so, what's hours. The deal? So, what time does Bodhi get to daycare, and when will he? Like, when do you pick him up?
Seven. You can get him there at 7:30 after seven. Mm-hmm. So 7:30 till 6. Okay. But you pick him up at 5:30.
Yeah,
probably 7:30 till 5:30.
And so, do you drop him off? Like, how many people will be there at like five? 5 to 7, just fucking, just ready.
Well, it's only one parent. They've restricted it, so it's one parent. You have to drop them off.
Oh, you have to lock in a time.
No.
Okay.
It's just before you could bring four people. You and I plus Brie and Amy could have gone. Yeah. Now, thanks to COVID, there's one family member can drop them off, and now it's dropping them at the gates, like dropping them at the sort of rather than going in and signing in. So it's going to be a
So what have the childcare workers been doing? Have they been looking after essential worker kids?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They've been there. It's what a weird time to be in that.
So do you change anything up when it comes to setting Bodhi up for the day? Are you going to sling him the iPad or
definitely
something?
Put it, yeah, I'll put a little iPhone in his pocket. Just say, don't tell
the kids. Yeah, just put a little, just put some screen time restrictions on it.
Yeah.
And that's okay, right?
Oh, it's going to be... I mean, that's going to be another thing. That it's going to be him changing pattern. Because a kid does the same as the parent, is works out the pattern and then adjusts to it. And so, wait, he's adjusted.
Who was this that was... that's right. So, I've got a mate who lives next door to their daycare, like where the kid goes to daycare, like literally next door.
Yeah.
And... his kid will be at the fence, like, Mom, Dad, and they can fucking hear it. Like, they're in the garden.
Oh, no.
They can hear him. But they can't tell him that they can hear, because otherwise he'll be fucking, like, screaming for them all the time. So he just has to, they just have to stay completely silent.
It'd give you shivers. You're just like a prisoner. Yeah. You're a prisoner at that point. No, I used to, because I lived across the road from the primary school that I went to, me and my mates would be at the fence. Mom, biscuits. She'd bring over the Bicky box, the Bicky tin. Did you have a Bicky tin?
Like definitely.
Floral one, like a few flowers on it or something.
Yeah, I feel this. Like we went for glass just so you could see what you're working with. You know, like just
glass
keeping,
tin.
Yeah, well, not like a glass, jar, but just a jar. Yeah, I think it was.
You said a Bicky jar.
I think we had a few different. Different options. Did you have like many chocolate biscuits?
We had. Do you remember the biscuit bag that had
like a sword
on the inside was silver? You know that one? So it's like a on like the outside you've got
digestives.
Like we had those, but also like this. It was like a real sort of felt industrial, just a big bag of cookies.
I remember that.
Chocolate chip.
Oh, cookies. I do. So the cookies. Just. I remember there was like. I can't remember the brand, but they were real little. Like the chocolate to actual cookie ratio was fucking great.
Yeah.
You'd smash them. You could just. I looked at it like rows. You're doing rows.
Doing
how many
rows
have you done, Josh? You've eaten a whole nother row. You know.
Yeah, I had a bunch of that stuff.
Yeah,
that was always good.
Oh, I'm trying to think. So we had a lot of chips in the house. So like you know, just sort of like crisps, whatever you want to call them, you know, like salt and vinegar, all that. So, and you could have them in the house and they wouldn't get eaten straight away. Whereas lollies and chocolate would go. Like, were you the same or no?
Oh, mum didn't buy that shit. She she was, like, she bought biscuits and stuff, but not croissants, chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was...
Mum would always have something from the baked section of, like, Coles or whatever. So it'd be like Lamingtons. I just remember, like... Yeah, mum just been like, you can't even enjoy it the way you're... I'm just fucking... The Lamington, I'm just trying to swallow this whole Lamington that I haven't even fucking, like, had any attempt at chewing it. I'm just like...
Oh, God.
Fucking, like, get cake. I could have cake on it just a weekday, just for fun. Just like a whole cake, just a mud cake. The orange cake. Viennetta ice cream, that's good.
Yeah. These the good old days.
Yeah. It was a simpler time. Like dessert every single night was fucking was good, wasn't it? Bit of Milo on ice cream, mix it up. That was good.
What if the out of ISO is as simple as every day that you need to put in 1 hour's walk? Because that gets it. Like if you haven't been doing it for a while. Like I went for a 1 hour walk the other night. Dude, me hip flexes. Oh, here you go. I went... Well, if you don't want to wear a mask, you have to run.
Mm-hmm.
But if you walk, you can't. You got to wear the mask.
Unless you're drinking coffee, you could drink your coffee while you walk.
Pull your put it down, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I went for this walk, and I got to this point, and it was dark. It was a track. It was a bike track along the highway, pitch black. I was scared, dude. I was a bit fucking scared, so I ran.
Did you really?
And I was like, dude, I had trackies on, but I didn't feel equipped to run. I had like a jumper over my shoulders. I ran. I don't regret it. I enjoyed it.
I don't blame you.
But I was scared, and that's why I ran. I wouldn't recommend it, but I mean, it was. I felt like I was in fucking that TV show Gladiator, running the gauntlet.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Gladiator. What's his name? Conan, or who was that guy? He would come out and fucking spear tackle me.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember many. Like
the big Samoan dude, he would absolutely just
destroy
everyone. I loved it. Sonia.
I would remember like Sonia? To go watch. Yeah. I do remember these names. I'm going to go watch it.
Dude, it was the nostalgic Gladiator, big television show back
and
in the day.
And Guts too. If hi at thedailytalkshow.com, if you had Nickelodeon, just want to be able to connect with other kids who had Foxtel. Because so many great shows, but I bring it up with the team and no one had Foxtel and Mason wasn't born until 2005.
Yes. 1995, it was a television series. This is great.
Gladiators.
Mm. Interesting. Love it. Oh, my God, this is bringing back memories. This is great.
Was Mike Whitney involved? Was he the ref?
I'm not sure. Gladiator Australia. Let me just look that up. Gladiator TV show.
Was it a US one as well?
I think it's here we go. It's made by ITV, so it's I think it's been all over the joint.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd have to Hunter Lightning. Wolf. Love their names. Anyway, felt like I was on Gladiators. I made it out the other side. But you can, could be like leave the house. And if you don't have a mask, you just start running. So run.
Yeah, I think there could be
every day.
Yeah, I think there's definitely, for me, the bike is great because it means that it doesn't matter what the weather is. It does, because the other thing too, is when you're feeling like I don't like going outside, like being a bit fucking heavier and all that. I just don't feel comfortable being outside. I don't want to fucking talk to, I don't want to bump into people. So I like the idea of being on my bike, getting to a spot where I feel comfortable, and then I'll go outside again.
Yeah, do that for sure. I think it's like minutes moving.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like how many minutes have we got across the week of movement?
Yeah.
Because then do what you want, where you want, how you want, but you need to just have that time. So it's, you could do, 10 5-minute blocks across a day
mm-hmm.
and you got 50 minutes of movement. But it's
Yeah, I wonder. But the other thing too is the running. Bree's done some running. It's like it doesn't have to be that great. Like just around the block, you can do like 300 meters one way, 300 meters. Like it's don't like. I think that you can get a little bit complicated when you're like, fuck, I need to find a good path where I don't have to fucking go over Punt Road and do it. Like it's easy. Yeah, yeah. Just fucking just do a blocky.
Do a blocky and do it five times. Of them a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Right. It's a daily talk show. If you want to join in on that, or if you have any ideas on how we could have some form of leaderboard. I remember Charles set one up. I wasn't a fan of the app, Charles, that we're using. So we can maybe work something out. Maybe Couch to 5K. But then that's very running specific.
Yeah, it's all running specific. I just want minutes. So you just got to log your minutes.
Log your minutes.
And then it's log your minutes.
Yeah, I like that. Hashtag log your minutes. All right. Enjoy your Friday, guys, and we'll see you tomorrow for Weekend Banter. Have a good one.
See you guys.